Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November 11th. The grains closed higher with December corn up a quarter cent, 569 and a half. December wheat up 9.5 cents at 812 and a half. And January beans up 4.75 cents at 1221 and a half. All the grains closed well off their highs. Corn was 9.5 off the highs. The wheat was 10.25 off the highs. And the beans about 6.75 off the highs. The weakest link here today was corn. It actually traded a couple of cents lower during the day and then rallied a little bit, but not a great performance, I would say, from the corn market. Crude oil is up 25 cents on the day. No impact there, but the dollar is very strong, up another 32 ticks at 95.16. That's the highest close in quite some time out here. Contract high close in the dollar. I think that's just helping to put the brakes on this export market out here. Wheat's been the leader, continues to be the leader here. World wheat demand is very strong. We've seen lower supplies around the world. Australia, Eastern Australia is too wet. Western Australia is too dry. But, you know, we harvest wheat somewhere around the world every month. So I'm just not sure that we're going to be the first choice for many countries out there seeing the dollar high as it is. So I have my wonders how much more this can take. The oats were down 15 at 725. They went up, filled the gap, and then closed lower. So, you know, the oats has been part of this big push higher. Now, the corn market, I've got the funds after today. They're long about 310,000 to 312,000 contracts of corn. Their record number is 400,000, and that was in the middle of a bull market in the summer. And I just don't see it out here. The Brazilian crop, they're estimating it right now at 116.7 million metric tons. That's up almost 30 million metric tons from last year. Last year was 87. So that to me is a big move. And, you know, if we have the crop and they get good rains, it could even go higher. The bean crop is at 142. That's up from 137 a year ago. Both these numbers were higher than they were last month. So things are going in the right direction there. You know, there's been talk that China's going to buy DDGs after the first of the year. We've heard this talk a lot. We've heard talk about the Russians increasing the export tax as the prices move higher. I think that's a lot of crap trap. I think they're just talking their positions. They want to sell wheat at higher prices, and they still obviously have wheat to sell. So, you know, I just take that with a grain of salt out here. Another one of the many Russian lies that we've heard over the last several years. Appears to be bird flu in Germany, Japan, Britain. I don't think any of that's particularly helpful out here. So, you know, I just have my doubts. I don't see anything that great. Yes, the demand for wheat has been strong, but at these prices, $10.50 Minneapolis wheat and $8 plus wheat in Chicago and Kansas City, and the dollar this strong, I just don't think it's going to hold. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.